Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com.
Well, my hate desk can never upstage the great Frank Baldani from the York Daily Record, who's...
Oh, that's right. We have Frank on today. My apologies. Sorry about that.
On the line with us now.
So. Hey, guys.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Really good. Really good. How are you? How are things going? I enjoyed the transfer talk.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see how they talk about culture, but I mean everywhere. I just don't see how you make it happen, Frank.
No, but you know what? Especially in college football today, there's a lot of pressure to try to win. Right? Coaches have a small window, and Big Ten East, that window is even tighter. So I guess I can kind of see if there's an avenue, right? There's going to be some desperation. Maybe that's the right word. Because it did work.
But
man, you're walking the tightrope, and you're not building for long term that way, obviously. You can't.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the guy that's really paying his salary at Michigan State, we saw him go toe-to-toe with Jokic last night. So that's Matt Ishbia. So... but, this is an interesting time where things have, quote, settled down a bit. So what are you seeing in this, quote, settle down period about Penn State now you've had a chance to really assess it?
Well, I mean, Penn State, their transfer hit rate is pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
And I think they've done it the way where they've accentuated their team. I don't know how much better you can do. I mean, Chop Robinson is incredible, and I think when you take a step back at looking at this team coming out of spring football, to me, the possibilities on defense, I mean, in particular, I think when, there's a lot of upside as when was, they have the chance to me to become one of the best more dynamic Penn State defenses, but certainly under Franklin, and I think you go back even beyond that. That's the potential, and I think you can say that because of what they've painstakingly put together. And I think it's what you mentioned too: it's continuity and culture. You don't get to where they're at right now with a quick fix. Chop Robinson is just something you a guy like him. Guy like maybe a cornerback they bring in, that's just the finishing pieces,
No, I agree. And it turns out that all the quarterbacks are recruited. So when you watch, I know the blue-white game and anything else you had a chance to see, what's your thought on the two kids?
Oh, well, we know Bo Prevule a little more intimately because he's from York,
Yep.
And just loves his makeup and demeanor, which I don't think you can oversell at that position what that means. I think still, and I think his grit and in things like strength training, and I mean, you're not going to get someone who's going to work harder, and he's not going anywhere. I mean, this is his dream place, so. Get asked that a lot by Penn State fans. I don't think he's going anywhere, so I think he's a great number two guy right now battling for number one. And I think, Drew Aller, he just has to have the chance to me to be the number one guy and do it, right? I mean, we've seen him play, but we've never seen him play when the game has been yet to be decided other than once, right, against Purdue. And I think he just needs, how much can you grow into what you can be without getting a chance to do it that way? He just needs that. I think we saw the possibilities from the arm and everything at the blue-white game. And, I think he's, and what they're doing, right, Steve, is they're, even in transfers, they're putting everything they need in place to help him. You have to have that extra running back. To me, they got it. You got your he got, like, who knows how good Dante Cephas could be, but you need another guy to challenge in that room for sure, and you get him. And, you know, when's the last time Penn State had a guy like the left tackle coming back? When? I don't know when.
Probably not since Brown, who ended up going to the Cardinals in the first round.
Yes. So not,
you know, I mean, that's, no, not recently. And remember, everybody was mad he moved from defensive tackle.
Well, Joe convinced him what his upside was going to be, right, when he was recruited.
Right, but everybody was mad. How can they move this guy? How can they move this guy? This guy's starting for years in the NFL. What the heck?
I think they're in the best place, to me, since James Franklin's took over, even though the Big Ten East is probably the toughest it's ever been since James Franklin took over. But to me, I thought when they played Ohio State last year, I saw a Penn State team that pretty much matched up better on the front lines than they had in the past. And I think that's only going to be better when you deal with elite teams this coming year. So it's like, maybe to a lot of fans, it's like the season can't get here quick enough this time, you know?
Right, yeah. And that's probably the case. Do you ever learn anything out of the blue-white game?
That's a really good question. I don't know what to say about learning. I think what you learn is, like, okay, I look at Tony Rojas, the young linebacker. So you hear about him. You hear about a guy who just got there. We could never have seen him before because he literally just arrived in January. So I think a guy like that, you might learn something. Like, what's he like compared to the talk? You know, I think there's at least some gauge you can get. And then you see him up close in person and physically, wow. Yeah, he put on the 30 pounds and he looks like he's ready to play Big Ten football today and be good at it, like physically. Like, that checks out. That's not just talk. And then you do see him fly around and make tackles. I know it's against his own team, but you see it. And I think a guy like that is what I think I learned the most from. Like, that's legitimate. He looks like someone you're not going to be able to keep out of the lineup.
Any thoughts on the rules they're putting in place to keep the clock moving?
Well, I mean, do you think it's too long right now? I'm a reporter. I like the break, Steve. It helps me.
The breaks pay our salary, so I'm not. Yeah. So,
they can take as long as they want.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. The Penn State-Purdue game, the last play, as exciting as the game was, I remember it was 12:04 when the final play went, because Jack made a comment to me and asked, what time is it? And I looked over at my phone. I said, it's 12:04. That means from the kickoff to then was like 3 hours and 52 minutes.
Well, that is a little long. Maybe they could do it more like the blue-white game. How long was that this year? Hour and 52 minutes?
If that.
I think you're right in that. There's certainly certain games, especially when they start after 8 o'clock at night, that get to be dragged on too long. So, yeah, I mean, it's a good point because no one needs to be up at midnight watching games, really. I mean, so anything to do to, I guess, help quicken things, especially, you know, the end of games and the end of the halves, which that's brutal sometimes. I mean, the clock stops every 5 minutes, and the last, 5 minutes of the half takes sometimes a half an hour. So it doesn't seem like that, though, when you're either there covering it, though, or writing about it. I'm certainly sure it doesn't seem like that when you're playing it.
Right. Maybe just one. Well, Yeah, I don't think about it too much. It just turned out he made the comment to me, and I looked down and went, oh, yeah, it's a little late. Because we're not sitting there looking at our watches during the game. I got to ask you one more question about Bo, because he's from your area.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what do the fans think about him and the situation here?
The local fans, you mean?
Yep.
Well, I think they're excited. I think they, you know, because really, I don't know if there's ever been a quarterback from our league in the YAIAA who's ever been a full-time scholarship quarterback at Penn State. So it's a new thing. I mean, we get players once in a while that go up there, but not a quarterback. And I think in this day and age, I think everybody, though, like I'll go back to it, they always ask, is he going to stay? Because, you know, transfers are more and more frequent, and especially at that position, only one guy can do it pretty much at a time. But they're excited. I think they saw continually how athletic he was, and meaning that how he could win games and help his team in so many different ways. And I think, if anything, I saw from the blue-white game was his speed running, like knowing where he was, if he was going to roll out to the outside, getting from point A to point B. I think when you watch him in person playing a game, he's faster doing that. Not running in a straight line necessarily. I'm talking about like making up his mind to go from left to right and go here to there. I think he's quicker than you realize, and he might be quicker and better at doing that than any quarterback Penn State's had. I think maybe, you know, because that's a different type of quickness and speed. And I think that kind of athleticism gets people excited as to what he can do to defenses. I you know, it's a wait and see. I mean, you know, he's coming in at the same time as a Drew Aller, of all things, right? So I think it's a different than if he came in literally at any other time, because Penn State doesn't get a lot of five-star quarterbacks with the kind of height that Drew does, has had. You know, so I think it's, hey, let's see what Drew can do, but we're glad we have this guy from Pennsylvania there too, New York, you know.
Oh, I believe me. You watch Bo on an everyday basis. You're a fan. So
I mean, a different type of quarterback. I mean, he doesn't have the arm type of skill that Drew does, but a different type. And if they can find a way to use him appropriately at the same time in games that when they matter, which I think they could if they want, I mean, that's going to only, you know, that's going to make their offense that much tougher. I mean, you can't defend their T formation, to me, right now to begin with. They can almost run the whole game on that, I think. When you have Nick Singleton and Katron Allen and the tight ends they do, that might be the most impressive thing on the offense. I don't know if I saw any one time where a defense knew anything of what they were doing with that formation. And you might want to say, you remember how much Saquon Barkley improved between his first and second year on campus.
Yeah.
And to me, these running backs, you know, you saw that people were excited, but to me, it's like that's what makes this team special heading into this coming year, is not that these – it's – look, those guys can get better and markedly so. Saquon got markedly faster between his first year and second year. He got caught from behind his first year. I don't know if he ever got caught from behind again in a Penn State uniform, because he was in the training session for an entire year. And I think these guys are some of their best players are their youngest, them and Abdul Carter, for example, and I think they can do more and be better than they were last year. And I think that's what people don't maybe will understand until they see it.
Frank, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, love talking. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.